epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That was Alex Cora before the game yesterday.
Yes.
Which I find interesting. I mean, first of all, just ricochet shot at Rafael Devers, I thought again. It's like a guy who actually cares about winning.
Yeah, leave the man alone. Stop talking about him.
A guy who says all the right things in interviews. I'm like, well, who do we think Cora's actually talking about here? Which I'm all for trashing Rafi Devers. I just found it noteworthy. I also think it's interesting.
Okay.
That Cora is chatting him up pregame. He's like, what a great player. I think the quote on that video that I pulled, Nick, was like, from Nesson, was Alex Cora gives Roman Anthony his flowers or something like that. It was like just this compliment soup from Cora there, where he's just over the top. And then next thing we know, Roman Anthony is scratched, like right before the game starts. And
what's
so was that not on his radar at all? Was it on his radar and he still went over the top and his praise for Roman Anthony? Like, what the hell was that?
I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah, what did happen?
This better not be a Cutter Crawford situation where they're like, yeah, he's hurt, not for the season. An accident happened. An accident! Just an accident! Ask about it.
Roman Anthony was in Cutter Crawford's room. It was just an accident!
Don't worry about it. There's nothing to look into on this. This happens. Like, just curious why he's not going to be playing. And he's like, oh, he's fine. He's so fine, he's going to miss at least two games.
Yeah, he's out today.
He's not playing today either.
You want to hear so this is Cora after the game now.
Yeah.
So this is Alex Cora last night. What did he have to say about Roman Anthony in the situation?
Roman.
Tight back.
So, tight back. Think you'll play tomorrow?
No, I'll stay away from him tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay.
IL is not a possibility.
No, he'll be okay to play tomorrow, but, you know, he took today. I'll give him tomorrow too.
No MRI or anything?
No.
Okay, so no MRI.
He's fine. I mean, he's not going to play.
He could play today.
He's not going to play in the game.
We're not going to play him,
yeah,
but he's fine.
He could play tomorrow, but he's not going to. Like, okay.
I don't know.
Tight back.
Isn't that what he said with Chapman, too, when Chapman had a tight back, and then he pitched the next night?
Oh, I don't think he pitched the next night. Because
he missed the game, and they lost it, right?
Yeah, they had to go without Collar. Remember, Whitlock was puking all over the place, and then they had to stay away from Chapman. But to Nick's point,
that was the Twins game that they lost.
Right? Yeah,
Chapman didn't pitch in that one.
But to Nick's point, he did. Chapman came back pretty quick, and they were pretty honest about that.
Yep. All right. Hopefully, it's the same thing.
Our pal Matt tweeted in earlier in the show. He said, "When I was 21, I was throwing my back out all the time from the sex having."
Yeah, sure.
He says, "My back is fine now."
Sick brag, bro.
So maybe that's what's going on.
Yeah, could be.
21 years old with a tight back. I don't love that.
No,
and now now he's got to miss two games. So it's not nothing. I mean, obviously they're like take an extra day.
Yeah.
I don't love it. Well, before we fully weigh in on this, let's hear from Roman Anthony after the game. Let's see if he makes us feel any better. Here's Roman Anthony last night.
When did you feel it? What happened? Sort of take us through.
Coming out.
Yeah. First of all, credit to Willie for having my back there and coming in and doing what he did. So I'll start off by saying that, but yeah, came out to the line, everything felt normal all day, and felt something as I was stretching on the line, and just figured we'd be cautious with it, and just was super uncomfortable and relayed that quickly and just decided we were going to shut it down.
Had there been anything in recent days, anything leading up to this?
No, it was super sudden.
Alex, we'll keep you out tomorrow, but I think you'll be fine by Wednesday.
Yeah. Obviously, I'll get with the training staff and figure that out, but already definitely trending in the right direction and feeling better than where it was at earlier. So, I'll get with them, like I said, and figure that out.
Okay. So, well, hang on. Whoa. Well, yeah, it was a very...
Just tell us about how you hurt yourself. just tell us real quick about how...
Okay, but, hang on. So, it's nothing... But they had to scratch him last night. He's out again today, and Roman Anthony's going to huddle with the trainers about how much time he's going to miss.
He said it like seriously hurt, right? Is that what the words were?
Yeah. And then
he felt fine. Then he hurt himself stretching.
Yep,
that's what it sounds like.
I'm sure that's going to happen to Will Campbell one of these days. He's going to get all the way to. I can't get all the way to my tippy toes.
No, we just saw 90 guys out there stretching. To my eyes, nobody got hurt during the stretching period for the Patriots. But that's what it sounds like. He was there, went out to the line, started stretching, hurt himself, super hurt, and then now he's going to go talk to the trainers. But it's trending in the right direction. Like, well, based on what? You didn't play yesterday. You're not going to play tomorrow.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Look, I genuinely don't know what's going on. I just you can't a back injury to a 21-year-old.
Yeah,
I would say not ideal.
No, it's not.
I would say Roman Anthony. I know they scored 8 runs last night, and the offense has been rolling. I mean, he's woken up and joined the team and been their best hitter overnight.
Right.
So, I mean, that would be we all understand that would be a significant loss. I'm not telling you he's going to be out for a lot of time. But it wasn't on my radar
that
he was going
to. Curious.
It wasn't on my radar he was going to miss the game. Now he's missing the game again today.
Well, he was in the lineup. He was in the original lineup. So they obviously wanted him in there.
And Cora was going on and on and on about how great he is before the game. Yeah. And then this pops up.
I know.
Now he's missing today. And Roman Anthony, by the way, didn't say. He was asked about being back Wednesday. He didn't say yes. So, if it's nothing, why is he potentially missing a whole series against the Royals?
I don't know.
And I don't mean to freak out about what could potentially be nothing, but until he's back out there, I'm not going to feel great about it. He's their best hitter. And this does, Keith, go back to, and maybe we were dabbling in some of this talking about the Patriots, too. It's like, oh, yeah, trade Ramondre Stevenson. Trade Kyle Duggar. You're talking about depth. I mean, Breslow got none of that for the offense. And not
he
that
got
you're ever
no sticks.
Not that you're going to replace Roman Anthony. But part of the reason you go get another bat or fortify the roster is in case of injury.
Yep.
You're not going to replace Anthony, but it's another way to illustrate how they missed and didn't do enough at the deadline.
Well, and this is why trading Duran for prospects, we said, was the single dumbest possible thing they ever could have done. And they didn't do that. So, all right, at least they didn't do that. They stepped over the low bar. I also wouldn't be surprised. They have another Thursday off day. They have a ton of Thursday off days throughout the year. Wouldn't you, the way things are going, wouldn't you also sit him Wednesday and then he gets the day Thursday and then hopefully he's back for the San Diego series? I mean, that's probably what's going to happen, but we'll see.
Don't tell me. I already see. I see our guy Ray on Twitter, at Jones and Keefe, at Keefe21.
He's an active
at
tweeter.
Jones, W-E-E-I. Jones, to type back, relax. You sound like a moron.
It's over.
Twitch chat. Let's see. Jones
gotta
is
be pro.
Freaking out over nothing.
They gotta
calm
be
down,
pro,
Jones.
We're talking
your
about,
God. Pro. Holy effing Christ. go ahead and tell me it's nothing.
Yeah, that's fine.
Do you miss a series for nothing?
Typically, no.
Yeah, okay.
Typically, no, especially when you're already down a guy. We haven't really spent much time at all because of the timing of it, and we've been at camp and everything. But Marcelo Meyer, our guy,
sounds like he's done for the – yeah, friend of the show, great
friend.
No, but
not only that, it seems like every year he's done for the season.
Yeah,
it seems
true.
Like every year there's something. Oh, and some Keith, of it's bad.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms. rooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good luck. The one thing that got a little contentious when we sat down with Marcelo Meyer, other than being very late to the interview, is when I said, hey, you know, you haven't played in, I forget the amount of games. You've never played X amount of games.
You shouldn't have said that to him.
Is that something you want to work on? He's like, I think you know the answer to that. Remember that? Remember? He's like,
And then he took his big bear mitts and choked you.
I mean, he easily could have.
Oh, he could have murdered you with his bear mitts.
That's fair. That's a fair question with him, yeah.
It's like, more so than Roman Anthony. We'll see where this back tightness thing leads to, and hopefully he's back in the lineup tomorrow. We forget all about it.
He's their best hitter, and he's out of the lineup, and it's a back injury.
Yeah.
Issue. Not injury, issue. So, like, again, if you're saying I'm freaking out about nothing,
what
fine.
Do you say? It's when seriously hurt, Nick. Can you fire that up again, just like in the middle there? Not after the sexual questions that they were asking him, but he said something about like, oh, when it hurt, he's like, oh, it's super hurt or whatever he said.
Yeah,
it's seriously hurt.
It's just it doesn't sound like nothing to me. Yeah. Guys might get a night off for nothing.
Yeah.
You don't miss two straight games, and then, he was asked directly, are you going to be back Wednesday? And he's like, yeah, let me huddle up with the trainers and get back to you on that. So I don't tell me it's nothing. It's not nothing. Yeah. He might be back soon, but it's not nothing. Anyway, we can get to that when we isolated. Similar topic, and this one I am not concerned about.
Okay.
We haven't talked a lot about it, but.
Concern meter, 1 to 100?
Garrett Crochet has been bumped to tonight. He's going to pitch tonight.
Yeah.
Do you have any concerns about the way they're managing that? Like, is that a red flag with his workload?
No, because I think tonight, depending on how deep he goes into the game, he might set a personal record for most innings pitched. And we still have a couple of months left and hopefully a playoff run. So I think it's smart. And I think I look at it this way. If you're gonna bump him, give him a couple extra days, I would rather that and have him go, let him go 6-7 innings tonight, rather than we're going to keep you every fifth day, but we're going to take you out after the fifth.
We're going to pull you against the bats like they did.
When you don't know what's coming, and we're gonna take you out of the fifth because you have 85 pitches. I think this is smarter, and maybe we'd feel a little bit differently if they were two games out of a playoff spot instead of two games up. And you're like, hey, you're going to like basically miss a starter or two of his by the end of the year. But I think doing it this way, I actually kind of like it. I think it's smart. Pitchers are so incredibly fragile. There's no perfect way to do it. But at this point, he's never thrown this many innings in his life. So to sort of space it out a little bit more, I think is probably the best strategy.
Yeah, and look, if they got swept by the Astros, maybe I'd feel differently.
Right.
I felt like they could have used him against Houston going into that series. They obviously didn't need him. They pitched very well outside of the Buehler start, I guess, in the middle. So they didn't need him in any of those games. I think giving him days here and there, I would agree, is smart. But are they giving him days because they're just managing the overall workload, or are they giving him days because they're seeing signs of him wearing down?
True.
I don't know the answer, but honestly, like, people think I'm freaking out about the Roman Anthony one. I might be. Maybe I'm ignoring this one, but I'm not overly concerned about the Crochet one either. It's why we haven't really talked about it a ton since the news came down last week. I'm really not that concerned.
And we've seen it before, because he pitched prior to the All-Star break. He himself was like, I'm not going to pitch in the All-Star game. And then they brought him back that Sunday. He didn't even start the first game out of the shoot. In fact, it was their first win, right? They lost back-to-back games to the Cubs. Then he pitched that Sunday game. And so then from there, they've used him this way. So I really have no problem with it. I think it's smart.
I think if you can get a couple extra days out of him here and there, not lose a million games in the meantime, which they have not.
No, they are rolling.
No, I mean, they are. And so if the team is reeling and you're skipping starts, I don't like that as much. When you're playing lights out baseball, maybe you can afford that. And if you're going to manage him properly for the postseason, and the Red Sox used to do this all the time. I mean, you can go back to Beckett and Lester and guys like that. Around the All-Star break in particular, they would find extra days, which they did with Crochet, to rest him up. And so to me, no, I'm not overly concerned about that one. If he starts to show signs of wearing down, we've seen none of that.
Mm-hmm.
If he starts to show signs on the field of wearing down, well, then we'll start to highlight it and second-guess it. But in the meantime, I'm not overly concerned about that. Unlike Roman Anthony, which tell me when he's back out there and let me know. Do you have that, Nick, about him talking about specifically what he felt when he was stretching out there?
Super uncomfortable and
there it is.
Relayed that quickly and just decided we were going to shut it down.
Okay. Super uncomfortable.
Super uncomfortable. They shut it down, but it's nothing?
Super uncomfortable. I hurt myself stretching.
It's a back.
Yeah.
Which is
back. Not great.
It's not great at all.
Not great.
Again, this might be not. He might be back by Wednesday for all we know. He didn't answer that directly when he was asked
about
it.
Back better than ever for all we know.
Or he might not be. Might miss the whole Royals series.
Yeah.
And again, we're talking about a guy who woke up
right.
and was all of a sudden the team's best hitter, and he's been awesome. We all agree that'd be a significant loss, right? So don't tell me it's nothing. 617-779-7937. You can climb aboard here on Jones and Keefe. We got a Keefe for Madness for you at 1245. Tommy Curran going to break down today's walkthrough for the Patriots in advance of tomorrow's joint practices with the Washington Commanders. We got a preseason game at Gillette on Friday night. I was walking through to the restroom there, Keefe. What I think is a social experiment going on with all the big
brag,
thank
bro.
You.
Yeah, that's interesting. They
had the Patriots and Commanders stuff all in the stadium, but as I was walking down there past the social experiment for the, I think the media, I think they're testing us to walk past free can. It's like
is it free?
Well, I think so.
Okay,
it's like
you had some.
No, I'm worried. It's a large social experiment.
I had one
who's passed and failed.
I have a Reese's Cup.
I haven't had one. It's like on Halloween,
yeah,
where people don't put a sign like "Take One" on there.
But
it's just a
system.
Giant yeah. bucket of candy yeah. for us heathens in yeah. the media. I feel like they're like taking tabs on who's
it
breaking
might be.
Who's just grabbing fistfuls of candy and who isn't.
Oh, I've failed miserably.
Yeah, Billy's lost.
Yeah, no, I'll fall in that grenade. I have failed miserably.
If there's winners and losers in this exercise,
the problem is.
Oh, I look at it longingly every time I walk
right,
by, though.
It's
yeah,
right next to where the water's up.
Oh, it's right there.
Right.
It's impossible right. for a fat guy to walk by and not get something.
What do you eye the most over there? They have a good selection.
Oh, they got Crackles,
Twix,
Reese's,
Twix.
Lots of good.
I mean,
stuff
everything looks good. Everything's good in there, but those are my two go-to.
Now,
I've gone to.
If you're confused about how we would tear off all those candies in there, well, we've already done that.
We did that.
Go seek those out on the Odyssey app. That's old news. Audacy. Get it on your phone. Free. Easy.
Probably find it on our Instagram, too.
Oh,
scroll
for
through
sure.
At Jones and Keefe on Instagram.
Another good find place it. To find that. We're going to tear off ice cream flavors, something new here today.
Yes.
On a Tier Tuesday on Jones and Keefe. We are live, by the way, at Gillette Stadium on WEEI. Presented by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on at McFarlandEnergy.com. Let's get to those tiers coming up right after Trending with Billy Laney.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.